Virginia Federal Savings and Loan presents Letters to Santa Claus. And it's the last program of the year. We want to say just a moment to say our grateful thanks to all our friends at Virginia Federal Savings and Loan, who for the past few years have joined us to make this program possible. It's always a pleasure to present the programs for you. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, stop in and tell all the people at Virginia Federal that you think so. Well, it's Christmas Eve, Miss Message, and it's Christmas Eve, Sam.
Christmas Eve, Wigsby and Dr. Deedley and Top Tick and Chester.
You're really calling the roll. It's Christmas Eve in Santa Claus's post office.
I still think we ought to write a book.
Miss Message is hard enough handling all this mail. But maybe during the off-season we might talk it over with Swifty.
Who?
Well, never mind. Do we have any letters?
Just a handful, Mr. Postmaster.
Well, you might as well get right on.
Right. Here's a letter from Lisa Gaines, and Lisa says, "Dear Santa, I would like for you to bring me a piano and a baby alive, and also would you bring me a puzzle and some ribbons and a big surprise. I hope you have a very merry Christmas and a happy new year. I will leave you some cookies and coffee. Love, Lisa Gaines."
Lisa, your letter just got in under the wire, but it's here. And I got one.
Yeah, this Erica is from White. Yeah,
Erica White wrote. Well, Erica, you're lucky. Made it here. Says, "Dear Santa Claus, I would like for you to bring me a baby alive, a baby that-a-way, and an easy-bake oven." And says Erica White, "I've been a very good girl. Oh, I almost forgot. I want a sewing machine, too. And I'll leave you some cookies. Love, Erica White." Are there any more letters?
Yes, this one's just signed Mion.
Uh-huh.
And Mion says, "Dear Father Christmas, if you have one in your shop, I would like to have a pepper mill and a fresh bottle of vanilla extract. You have given me wonderful surprises in the past, so I trust you to surprise me in any way you like. May you have a peaceful 1977, and see you next year about this same time. Love, Mion."
Well, I guess Santa Claus will know who that is, and I'm glad to get all those in. Now, children, especially little Mion there, don't you worry. You remember that we have the Tell an Elf teletype plugged in. So we just feed these letters in, and zip, they're being received aboard Santa's sleigh, in flight right now.
Right. Izzy, busy, I'll say he's busy, and Mizzy, the computer elves, will take care of everything.
Doesn't it get kind of crowded aboard Santa's sleigh, Miss Message?
Well, it's miniaturization. That's the only way to go now.
I see. I hadn't thought of it that way. But speaking of miniaturization, Miss Message, I have a couple of little gifts for you.
That's nice, Mr. Postmaster.
Now, this is something that you can't see, but you can hear.
Well, I can't guess. Not the singing dogs again this year.
No, not unless they just happen to show up around the post office. What I've got is an Echo from 1973.
73. Why, that's 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And 4 years ago, one night, while we were working around the post office, we found a radio.
I remember. It was an old Atwater Kent.
Right, Miss Message. Now listen, because here's a recording of what went on that night 4 years ago. Would you look at this, Miss Message?
That's weird. What is it?
Well, it's an old radio. I remember I used to have it here around the post office when I was little. Along about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd hear all sorts of adventure stories. I wonder if it still works. Oh, got it turned on. And hey, listen to that. Incredible. Well, that's the music for Little Orphan Annie.
Leaping Lizards.
Ah, it's amazing. I remember the program used to come on. Pierre Andre was the announcer. He'd say, "And now, Little Orphan Annie." And then he'd say, "A bomb has destroyed a part of the town hall of Sunfield.
And that mysterious gang of boys, known as the Black Jackets, is suspected of having set off the bomb."
It gets exciting, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well, that's enough excitement, Miss Message. I wonder how it ever came out. That's what you were going to say, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how it ever came out, but I do have right here for you the recording, and here it is.
Thank you.
And this Little Orphan Annie shaker.
Wow.
And, Miss Message, make the kit complete, a secret decoder ring.
Really?
Wow, she said again. And a secret message. Now, Take your pencil and jot down these letters.
Okay.
Now go fast now. N-V-I-I-B, X-S-I-R-H-G-N-Z-H, and Z-N-W, S-Z-K-K-B, M-V-D, B-V-Z-I.
What a message. What do I do now?
Well, very easy. I'll tip you off. What you do is you set the Z beside the A, see? And now the code letters run backwards. So Z means A and Y means B, see?
Oh, I get it. Uh-huh. And, like, X will mean C, right?
That's it.
Now let's see.
Well, now while you're figuring that out, I have another surprise for
Must
you.
Must be the singing dogs this time.
Wrong again. This is a recording made by Sam the Courier Elf and the boys in the back room at the North Pole. So here, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening enjoyment, Sam and the boys sing, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter.
Well, that's really nice, Mr. Postmaster.
I thought so, too.
But I gave you that last Christmas.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, this message, I'm so embarrassed. Well, look, it's hardly been used. See, no fingerprints, no smudges or anything. And so I guess we both can enjoy it. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Well, did you get the message figured out with the secret decoder ring?
Almost. B-Y-Z-I. That's all that's left.
I see. All right.
B is Y.
Right.
And V is
E. There it is.
Uh-huh. And Z is A. That's easy. And I is R.
U is R? Go ahead.
So it reads, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's neat. Thank you, Mr. Postmaster.
You're welcome, Miss Message. You can send secret messages through the mail, see?
Right.
Look, I just found another letter here. It was here, right here on my desk under these presents. I'm sure
really?
Glad I found it.
Yeah.
It feels sort of heavy, though. Wait a minute, let me get it open here.
Okay.
Someone must have made up a big list at the last moment. Huh. This isn't a list at all. Why, it's our star. Did you do this, Miss Message?
Yes, Mr. Postmaster. I found it a few weeks ago and took it to the jeweler to be polished. It really shines, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's just beautiful. So I'll just put it right up here at the top where it belongs. Right up here.
Get it
up there. I had to stand on my chair there, do it. I got it. Okay. There. Now, I've got it all right there, and so our tree is complete. Thank you, Miss Message.
You're welcome, Mr. Postmaster. And do you have any more of those Christmas greetings from other lands?
Gosh, you know, I have one more, Miss Message.
Well, that fits right in.
Yeah.
All
right.
Program.
As a matter of fact, I don't have it recorded because I just memorized this in the field. It was very difficult.
Okay. Yeah,
you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Get your ears tuned up right here.
Okay.
All right. Here in America, we say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Can you say that?
All right. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's wonderful, Miss Message. You are just multilingual. You just say it in all sorts of different languages.
Yes, I do pride myself in that. And here's something for you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's a lovely-looking package. You wrap this yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very nice. Shall I open it here?
Oh, sure.
All right. Let me get the springs off here and the tabs pull loose. Boy, it's heavy. Gosh, look at that. Well, Look at that.
Yeah, it's a picture taken last summer, you know, when all of Santa Claus's worldwide staff had a meeting in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
See, there's old Sam the Courier Elf right next to you.
Right.
And
there.
You certainly do look summery.
Well, you know, it was hot, as I recall, in this message. You look sort of summery, too. I see you right there next to Dr. Deedley. Why, that was a nice meeting, wasn't it? First we had all that good time in San Francisco, then went on to the North Pole.
And after the heat of San Francisco, the North Pole felt just about right.
I agree with you. Well, it's a lovely picture, Miss Message, and it's so beautifully framed, too. Now, let's see. Suppose we hang it here on the wall right between our two desks, then we can both enjoy it.
Okay.
I'll just get it right up there. Probably all drive
right.
A nail in the wall after we finish up here.
You know, there's only one thing missing, Mr. Postmaster. And it's not missing anymore. It's our crazy clock. It sure got the Christmas spirit now.
Certainly has. Let's listen to it. Silent Night. Clock has really run its course this year, and it sounds so beautiful. But you know, tonight it let us run on just a little bit in this message.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad we had the chance to get together. It's been fun, as always, sharing these letters to Santa Claus with you and with all the children and all the friends of Christmas who wrote.
And to those who wrote this year, I hope all your wishes will be fulfilled and that your Christmas will be a happy one.
And that goes for me, too. And for those who didn't write but were thinking about us, that goes for you too. For everybody, as a matter of fact. Well, Merry Christmas, Miss Message. Let's plan to get together again next year.
I'll be here. Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Postmaster, and God bless us, everyone.
Letters to Santa Claus is presented each year during December, just for Christmas time, by your friends at Virginia Federal Savings and Loan. We take this opportunity to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for writing. Have a nice year, nice holiday. See you again next year.